us from Portland, Oregon. We're natives of the St. Louis metro area, and we listen to you every day out here. Thanks for bringing a little bit of home all the way out to the West Coast.
This is the DGS sponsored by Michael's Flooring Outlet, the flooring experts. IGotFloor.com.
I'm loving the voice memos, and I'm loving how many people are listening all around the country.
Yeah, it's so cool. Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, that's very cool.
I think it's such an amazing compliment when people, because she just said, like, we used to be from the St. Louis area. The fact that people still want to listen to you after they move, Dave, that's, like, one of the highest compliments. I think that's so cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So cool. We have George Mahey here from St. Louis Magazine. Good to see you.
Hi there.
Looking,
glad to be here.
Looking very cardinal.
Yeah, feel cardinal today. Yeah, feeling cardinally
today. I like
today.
It. You on the scooter?
No, should be, and I'm not, but I've been on it all week, and it's just like, you know,
yeah,
bugs in my teeth. I'm smiling
yeah,
so much.
Yeah, so great, isn't it?
It's just great.
Just
yeah.
So wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Patio weather this weekend?
You know,
tough to get out there?
I wrote in my newsletter today, I thought, you got to hit the patio stuff, right? And I'd already kind of written everything, but I had the introduction. So I'm just going to mention a few choice patios here. And I started writing them. And right, anyway, the intro's about a page long. I had to stop at 12 of them.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we did a, we've got an article out there that has 175 plus.
My goodness.
Done by, I think, by neighborhood. So
wow.
it's anyway, that's what you want to check out. But if you're not out on a, you know, not on a patio the next, I said, go out. I said, do 2 weeks worth in the next 5 days because you might not get the,
yeah.
You know, get an opportunity. So
have you been out to the new Ruth's Chris in the Valley?
Yes.
Yeah. I like that upstairs bar.
It's really nice the way that the whole thing
yeah.
opens up.
Really cool.
Yeah. I really like that a lot. And the other one that people should check out this weekend for sure is the new Four Hands and Peacemaker in Kirkwood.
Mm-hmm.
Because one, it's this sprawling. I mean, it just goes on forever. And two, they've got this room that they constructed with these floor to ceiling windows, you know, like accordion, you know, windows. You know, the last couple of weeks, the doors have been closed, and it just doesn't feel the same. But
yeah.
Man, when they throw those things yeah. open, it's like a whole, it's like you're on vacation.
Those places down on DeMunn,
yeah.
have the big open air.
Yep. It makes all the difference in the world. So anyway, do that this weekend, folks.
Maybe it's global warming. I don't know what it is, but it seems like this. We used to have a lot more of this kind of weather in St. Louis.
It seems like it. This summer sure has been. We haven't been on many patios. I haven't been on my patio. You know.
Yeah. Right.
And you know.
Debilitating.
It is. It's. I wish we had it more. And then, you know, you get into October, you never know. With global warming, we could be sitting on patios
that's
in November.
Right.
So
that's right.
We can't complain too quickly.
So talking about some sort of depressing stuff with sales and closings and such?
Yes and no. I mean, there was, this started back, I think, in late June, and it kind of became this ongoing thing. A bunch of, you know, no, just famous restaurants, restaurants that are beloved, all of a sudden came up for sale or closed or both. It started with Spencer's Grill out in Kirkwood, and then O'Connell's Pub stayed open, but it's for sale. Pie Pizzeria closed. It's for sale. Benevolent King closed. It's for sale. Cone's Kosher Deli. You can get into the deli business now, Dave, if you want to. And somebody should because there's
someone
no,
should.
There's no real, you know, legit kosher delis in St. Louis. So there is a guy out at Cone's right now that's just moving in kind of temporarily, a guy from New York. He's calling it Nate's Kosher Deli, but it's a temporary deal. And he said, don't get used to me here because I'm looking for another space that's a little more amenable to the things I want to do. So
what's going on?
I just think it's a coincidence, really.
Okay.
And what happens, though, is everybody's like, oh, my gosh, what's going on here? This is terrible. All these storied restaurants are going up for sale. I just think it's one of those things, and I don't think we're going to see it again. But and it's not horrible to have these things, you know, maybe get some fresh blood.
Kind of a circle of life.
It is. That's exactly what it is. And actually, just today, Spencer's Grill has been sold. And sold to people in the restaurant business, Mike and Meredith Shadwick, who have the little Honeybee Biscuits place up the street, bought it. So, and they wanted to say, they said, you know, if you're not going to bake this a Spencer's Grill and do exactly what we were doing, we don't want to talk to you.
Hmm.
And they had all these qualified people, mm-hmm. but these guys were especially qualified, and they're going to, you know, maybe do minor tweaks and minor spins, but they're not going to do much. I said, what are you going to do to the inside? He goes, you know, fresh coat of paint. I said, nice. What are you going to do to the outside? He goes, it's gray. We're going to paint it white. So anyway, things like that. And, you know, you can always tweak food and get your bacon from a better guy and get your eggs sure. from a different farmer and things like that.
Keep so the vibe.
They've got to keep the vibe. Because if they don't, everybody will be mad. The Kirkwoodians yes. will be mad. And if you don't do that and start getting fancy schmancy, then the prices go up and then the whole world's mad at you. Mm-hmm. So they're smart enough to know that. So anyway, looking forward to the new old Spencer's Grill.
Yeah.
And they vow to fix the neon outside, which is very, very important. But yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
So how long has it been there?
70-something years.
Wow.
Seven. So it's three generations worth of St. Louisans can tell stories about the Spencer's
Grill. I know a few
Spencer's
times
Grill.
Back you did the oldest restaurants in St. Louis. Some went back to like early 1900s.
Yeah. Yeah. Betha's goes back to 1898. Now there's been, I think there was... There was a little interruption there for a minute, but that's the longest continuously owned restaurant in the city. 1898, that's crazy.
It is crazy.
And Piccadilly at Manhattan, like 1901.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I was surprised you said Charcoal House was one of those.
Yeah, it's I don't remember how far up on the list, but it's an interesting read, and. I thought it might be Crown Candy Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're up there. It was mm-hmm. in the 19-aught somethings, but
they still doing well?
I think so. I mean, they've got you know, their problems with some of the knuckleheads that drive up and down the street there, but it's still a great restaurant, still great candies and chocolates, and you know, I hope it never goes away, and I don't think it ever will, not while Andy's alive.
Let's go there next week.
He's going nowhere.
Okay.
It's been
a while.
Yeah, and you know, those chocolate malts that they make in those stainless steel cups, and they serve you, you know, the shake glass with the stainless steel cup, so you've got a little on the side. And oh my gosh, I order a banana. I said my standing order is a banana chocolate malt and a nap. There's just, you drink that whole malt and have like an egg salad sandwich or a BLT.
Oh, if there's a better BLT in the country.
Yeah, or a bigger one.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
You been there, Wheels?
Nope. Not in person. I mean, I've had the food.
Yeah.
Many times.
Yeah.
Many, many times.
Yeah, it's worth it. It's a wonderful place. It's a storied place. And
Andrew, you been there?
That's going nowhere.
Never have.
Oh, what a.
Well, there you go. You guys
field
have
trip.
A.
Field
yeah,
trip.
You guys have a date next week.
The sandwiches
week.
Look really good.
Oh, mm-hmm. man. I can't even. The BLT is the best one I've ever had. By far.
And the candies. I mean, they make them there. Mm-hmm. And I always, every Christmas, I buy candies for like my family in Illinois.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't get over here. And they're like, when are we getting our Crown candy?
And even things like egg salad and tuna salad, it's old school style stuff, but it's really good. I mean, that's the kind of, you know, on squishy white bread, just the way you made it at home and your mom made it at home.
Can you get egg salad with the bacon on it?
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Keep it whatever the hell you want. You're Kevin Wheeler.
Man, let's go. Yeah,
can you put that BLT, give me that half pound of bacon on top of my egg salad.
Let's go.
Anyway, so, yeah, I was talking about these closed restaurants, but I thought this was, I've never done this before. I said, all these places are for sale, and I'm going to tell you where to buy it. I put the broker's name in for each one, which they all thought it was great. And anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting. So, if it's time for you to get in the restaurant business, you know, talk to one of these brokers. And I think there's still, you know, well, places closed, but man, there's so many people that still want to get into the business.
So in
like your Dave Glover barbecue.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Joint.
Bolger and I came real, real close a couple of times. Yeah. So in general, because I know it differs, of course, with every business, but we all understand that it's going to cost you this much for an existing home and this much if you build your own custom home. What's it like in the restaurant business if I were going to go find a space and open Glover's Barbecue as opposed to buying Spencer's Grill? Is it a lot more to buy one that's established and I'm going to take it over, or is it actually more expensive to open from scratch?
Way, way more expensive to open from scratch. Everybody wants a turnkey establishment. You want the guy that's retiring and just kind of tired of it and says, yeah, take it, I'm
take
done.
It.
And that's when you get the deals. And but, you know, the caveat there is you might get this deal in this great place, but a lot of the times, you know, these places are in horrible shape. That's one of the main mistakes people make. I don't know that they send enough inspectors in there to scope the place out. You got to know exactly what you're spending when you get in there. And if you got to replace all the equipment and mm-hmm. all the walls have, you know, termites in them, you know, you got a problem. So that's one of the things I see, guys. I thought it was a turnkey, and I end up spending $500,000, and that's the problem. And if you start from scratch, this is what most people don't know. You know, it can cost easily $1 million to put a restaurant in. And how's that possible? Well, start with the exhaust hood. That exhaust hood now is $60,000. So anyway, just start with that. You know, your kitchen costs a couple hundred grand just to put in the kitchen. So there you go. That's a big, now you're on your way to your million. But yeah, do a turnkey. That's the best way to go. Negotiate good lease terms. Don't get starry-eyed and make mistakes and think that, you know, everything's going to be great. And you look at the numbers and you go, oh my gosh, I got to stay full every night to break even. And a lot of guys do that. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of pie in the sky, mm-hmm. dreamy stuff. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of mistakes get made, you know, bad partnerships. You know, don't become a minority partner. That's not good to be under 50% or you can get ousted.
I'm sure there are consultants out there. Are you a fan of consultants to help you open restaurants?
It depends on who they are, but absolutely. Because, you know, and I used to do it. And the reason I did it is because I made so many mistakes. I made all the mistakes. I can tell you not to make them because I did. And there are a lot of consultants out there that can help. And we'll tell you all these things. And here's the 5 things or the 10 things that you better check these boxes or else don't even bother. And if you're, you know, if you don't check them off, you know, don't call me later and say, you know, you were right because I know I'm right. Yeah. So it's still, you know, it's the best business in the whole world. You know, there's no better feeling than sitting back and watching everything that you created just come to fruition. And everybody's got a smile on their face and everybody's having a good time eating and drinking and going crazy. And it's kind of hard to fake that if you're a customer, you know, hard to fake that food smile, I think.
Yeah.
But that's the best part. And it doesn't get old. You know, you just, like I said, you just sit back and watch it on any given night. And that's the lure of it. Everybody mm-hmm. knows that.
There's a new barbecue place out there.
Yes. It's on South Grand, and they had a place up on Cass Avenue up north, and the guys from Texas, it's called A Touch of Texas, and the food is really, really good. John Coach Randall, he's a high school and college football coach, ex-football coach, and his wife, and these two couldn't be any nicer. It's just, you know, it really helps to have somebody that's got extreme hospitality skills, and these two do. And anyway, I had a big selection of their barbecue the other day. Here's something that a lot of people don't know about. They do spare ribs. Not baby back ribs, spare ribs. And everybody goes, oh, yeah, St. Louis cut spare ribs, where they cut them square and you have these beautiful uniform ribs. They serve a Texas-style spare rib, which has the rib tip attached. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this thing's about 10 inches long. Mm-hmm. You know, not as pretty as a St. Louis spare, but, man, it sure is good. I don't know anybody else that leaves the rib tip on it. So
you're wrong. They're 10 inches like that.
No. So. Not in my book, Dave.
So what's the vibe of the place?
It's just, you know, typical barbecue place, barbecue vibe, you know, wooden tables and, you know, it's red walls, nice jukebox in there. But the people are so nice and they've got, you know, the usual suspects and, you know, Smokies and they're, the best part is when you park the car, you're walking right by those grills and they're probably out there and you can strike up a conversation.
Well, there's two places we need to go to next week.
Yeah. You should go there because they've got those. And these aren't these fancy, you know, old hickory, you know, conveyor grills. These are old barrel smokers.
I like it.
And these kind of, you know, some, they're, you know, maybe they're on a little tilt, but that's they're out there just smoking like crazy.
I
so,
love it.
Yeah, Touch of Texas. It's at Arsenal and South Grand.
All right, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
424 at DGS. Happy Friday. Gorgeous weekend out there this weekend. Have a great time. Fast food news?
Yes. That segment with George Mahey made me hungry, and I intend to continue this
hungry.
Into the next segment. Yes, hungry indeed. All right, so Cece's is offering a buffet for $4.99 on Mondays and Tuesdays through November 12th of this year.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's a pretty great deal. You need to show a coupon that you can find on the CC's website in order to redeem the offer. It's good for up to 4 guests per party. The buffet includes all-you-can-eat pizza, pasta, salad, sides, soups, and desserts.
That is the best deal I've heard.
Yeah, we've got some really great deals in this week's fast food news. Like White Castle, they're slashing the prices of their burgers as this fast food deal war ramps up. You know, all of these places are trying to outdo each other and have the best prices. White Castle announced that for a limited time, it is selling sacks of 10 cheese sliders for $7.99, which is less than 80 cents per slider. The last time you could buy a White Castle burger at that price was more than a dozen years ago in 2011. So they've really slashed prices. Mm-hmm.
We used to hit that in high school. And I think it was 50 cents for the burger and 60 cents for the cheeseburger.
Nice.
I think.
This story calls it an Ohio-based chain, but always on 314 Day, I see people touting that, you know, oh, White Castle is a St. Louis thing. Do we know, like, why people claim it?
I don't.
Okay, something to research for next week's fast food news. I will look into that.
I always think of it as that. I'm always surprised when I see it other places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, KFC has unveiled three new saucy nuggets flavors, new Chipotle Ranch, Mango Habanero, and Honey Garlic. I really like the boneless saucy wings at KFC, so I was excited to see that. Wendy's is offering a $1 small frosty through September 15th of this year as a deal to finish up summer. You can get a small frosty for $1 at participating Wendy's locations nationwide. And the current flavors are chocolate and seasonal triple berry.
You're making me mad.
What's wrong?
Because, Andrew, you'll feel me on this.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they charge this little amount of money means they have always been able to charge this little amount of money.
Yeah, yes,
that is correct.
They pushed it to like $18 for a Big Mac meal and everyone got pissed and they're like, oh, we're sorry.
Yep. Uh-huh. They all blanked around and found out.
They were just and revealed, as we always knew they would, they revealed that they were just gouging to just profit-based.
Yes.
Like, let's see how much they really will pay.
Like that damn egg council.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do like that they're calling it like the fast food wars, the battle for the best deal. Like, yeah, you guys should be battling for this. I don't know.
Yeah, it should be a race to the bottom every time.
All right, I've got two more deals to make you guys mad. Arby's is debuting a new three for $5 mix and match deal. So you can choose from any of these things. The value menu chicken wraps, sliders, a small order of fries, and a small fountain drink. $3 for $5. That's pretty
still
good.
Never had it.
Their sliders are good.
Man, maybe we need to do an Arby's day next week, too. I can stop by on my way into work.
Arby's sliders are...
I mean, they're not burgers. There's a roast beef one. There's a chicken one. There's a turkey one.
They're really good.
They're fantastic.
Spectacular.
Yep. What is the go-to? If I'm going to have one thing from Arby's, what is the thing to have?
Beef and cheddar.
Beef and cheddar if you want. If you're good with that. That's the best one. some people don't like the sauce that's on there.
Oh, okay,
that's true.
Yeah, there are... Not always, but I think the they may not have it anymore, but for a while they were putting this red onion sauce on the big beef and cheddar, and it was delish.
All right, one more deal with 1 minute left in the segment. Jimmy John's is joining the value menu wars with a hearty $10 meal deal. So for the $10 total package meal, you get a 8-inch sandwich, a bag of Jimmy chips, a choice of dessert from cookies and brownies, and a regular sized drink. That is, coming from Jimmy John's,
that's like
which is
half
a pricey,
of what we paid 2 weeks ago.
I know. Yeah, that is a really good deal. So I think a Jimmy John's day is in our future as well.